In this bulletin, Australia avoids a fresh wave of tariffs out of the US as trade penalties come into effect. The Uluru Dialogue slams stalled progress on closing the gap as Garma Festival begins. And in swimming, the Aussies rack up the medals at the World Championships in Singapore. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Australia has avoided a fresh wave of tariffs after the Trump administration announced new import taxes targeting dozens of other countries. The White House has confirmed President Trump would raise tariffs on products from nations that, in his words, fail to engage in negotiations with the US or don't align on economic and national security matters. Australia has been spared with its goods to remain under a baseline 10% tariff. In contrast, New Zealand imports face a 15% rate, while Canada and others have been hit with even harsher penalties. The decision comes amid ongoing concerns by the US over non-tariff trade barriers, including Australia's biosecurity rules. Canberra recently eased restrictions on American beef, but ministers insist the timing was unrelated to the tariff announcement. The Uluru Dialogue has issued a strong statement ahead of the Garma Festival, declaring enough is enough on closing the gap. It says progress has stalled and in some areas is going backward. It blames government inaction, outdated bureaucracy and the ongoing exclusion of Indigenous voices. In a statement, the Uluru Dialogue says without a voice to Parliament, decisions are still being made without Indigenous input.
We continue to be sold the status quo as the solution. But how can we see any progress on closing the gap by doing more of the same? Our children are being locked up, our elders are dying, and our people are continuing to live in a country where their rights are neglected, their voices and calls for help falling on deaf ears.
Closing the Gap is a national plan to improve health, education and life expectancy for First Nations people, but only 4 of 19 targets are currently on track. The government is expected to highlight progress on 10 of 15 measures at Garma, but the group says that won't resonate with struggling communities. The Garma Festival runs from today to the 4th of August in northeast Arnhem Land on Yolngu country. An underworld war looms in Melbourne after the daylight execution of 26-year-old Athan Bousinos, who had known links to organised crime. The son of a former police officer, he was gunned down around 9:30 in the morning yesterday outside his home in Wollert as he was heading to court, a tactic often employed by gangs to ambush rivals. 8 shots were heard by neighbours. Detective Inspector Dean Thomas is with Victoria Police.
It appears very deliberate and obviously targeted. We will work now to piece together what has gone on.
Athan Bousinos had been a person of interest in the killing of underworld figure Sam Abdul Rahim, and his death has sparked concerns of violent retaliation linked to the ongoing illicit tobacco wars. Police say investigators are now working to prevent further bloodshed. Russian missile and drone attacks have killed at least 15 people and injured 155 others in Kyiv, Ukraine, as Russia's president defies US President Donald Trump's ceasefire deadline. Rescue crews were seen sifting through the debris following attacks on 27 locations across 4 districts in the Ukraine capital. Senior US diplomat John Kelly told the 15-member United Nations Security Council that President Trump wants a deal to end Russia's war in Ukraine within 1 week.
Both Russia and Ukraine must negotiate a ceasefire and durable peace. It is time to make a deal. President Trump has made clear this must be done by August 8th. The United States is prepared to implement additional measures to secure peace.
2 Australians arrested by Israeli forces aboard the Freedom Flotilla boat, Handala, have returned safely to Australia. Tan Safi and Robert Martin were among 19 activists attempting to breach Israel's blockade of Gaza to deliver aid, including nappies and baby formula. The boat was intercepted in international waters on the 26th of July by Israeli soldiers and towed to Ashdod. This morning, supporters greeted them at the airport, waving Palestinian flags and chanting as they reunited with loved ones. Ms. Safi describes the treatment they faced in Israeli custody, especially that of fellow activist Chris Smalls, co-founder of the Amazon Labour Union.
They pinned him down on the floor, seven or eight of them. And when I asked about him, they came into the room and dragged me out by my arms. I'm still bruised here on my arms from it. They pulled me out and threw me down on the floor. And they made me take off all my clothes. They strip searched me right there, made me squat up and down, and then go through all my things. And after that, maybe an hour passed and we were able to see someone from the Australian embassy.
The Handala is part of a wider Freedom Flotilla effort to raise awareness about conditions in Gaza. All foreign nationals have since been deported from Israel. To sport now, and in swimming, Australia has won the women's 4x200m freestyle relay final at the World Championships in Singapore, the victory securing Molly O'Callaghan 11 world titles. That's equal to the record set by legend of the pool, fellow Aussie Ian Thorpe. Kyle Chalmers placed third in the 100-metre freestyle final at the event overnight. The Australian came close to breaking the 46-second barrier in the race, but fell just short of the mark. Chalmers told Channel 9 he is content with that result as he focuses on the arrival of his child.
I've been training hard for that moment. I desperately wanted to get a 46 out tonight, but wasn't quite there. But to get on a podium is so special, and I'm just really excited to go home now and become a dad, and that's my biggest priority this year, and that was just a bit of fun and enjoyed being a part of that race.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.